I made it through, and I'm still here. Amen. In Jesus' name, I'm still here. May have been hard sometime, but I'm still here. Look at somebody, tell them I'm still here. Amen. Amen. God kept me. Nothing but the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. Nobody but the Lord. Amen. Well, we welcome you again. We're thankful. We're thankful to God that He's blessed us in so many wonderful ways. God has poured out mercy upon mercy, grace upon grace, goodness upon goodness. And we, as God's people, if we don't praise Him, now if He had not been good to you, you don't have to praise Him. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Yes. Amen. I don't want to get happy already because we haven't taken our scripture text. But He woke me up this morning. The devil had plans that I would not be here. But I would like to report that once again he lied. I would like to report that once again the Lord had mercy on you and you and you and me. Yes. Yes. I'm just gonna thank Him. I'm just gonna thank Him. I'm just gonna thank Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has been so good to me. He's been just that good. God has been so good to me. He's been just that good. Can I say it again? God has been so good to me. He's been just that good. Oh, God has been so good to me. He's been just that good. That's all you gotta say. Oh, yeah. God has been so good to me. He's been just that good. How good has God been? Oh, He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He's been just that good. Gave me food to eat, blessed me every day. Oh, yes, He's been just that good. Oh, I know. Let me say it again. God, let me hear you. Good. He's been just that good. Give the Lord a hand. There is one verse of scripture that I'd like for you to pay attention to today. It really is Matthew 13:44. Matthew 13:44. We're referencing 13:46. You can read that one later. But it says again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, he hides, and for the joy thereof goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in the field, the which when a man finds, he hides it. And for the joy thereof, he goes and sells everything he has and buys that field. May God continue to bless his word. We want to share with you today the thought, simply field work. Field work. You know, there are a lot of people looking for treasures today. They're looking for them here and there. They're looking through the lottery. Mega Millions. Some are shrewd investors. They're looking for it on Wall Street. Everyone is seeking a treasure of some sort. And this brings to mind that all of us want to have something that we value. And of course, once we get it, we want to retain it. We want to be able to say, this is mine, I worked for it, I earned it. And so there are a couple of things that you need to consider that this parable relates to. Jesus is telling you something that is very important for you and I to learn. As we found out on yesterday, God doesn't just speak to entertain us. When God speaks, he wants your undivided attention. He wants you to know that he is God. He wants you to know and comprehend what he's saying to you. And then he wants you, once you've learned that, to go out and communicate it to someone else. This is why we must engage in what I call field work. Now, just so I'm not speaking to those that don't understand, how many of y'all grew up on the farm or near a farm or you grew something? All right, city folk, y'all hang with us. Those online, you hang with us. We're gonna help you out. We want you to know that we're not going to leave you out as we talk about field work. But Jesus said this for a reason. He wanted people to understand what the kingdom of God was like. Last week we talked about something is growing in my field, something wrong that's in my field. And everyone left last Sunday feeling a need and a sense to improve their lives in some way. Now we talk about field work. That's not going to happen by a snap of a finger. It's not just simply going to happen. You're going to wake up one morning and all of a sudden everything in your life is perfect. If you do, you out there with the folks out back. And for those of you online, that means people over in the graveyard. Until then, you and I must engage in a process of working on our lives and allowing the Holy Spirit to get a hold of us, mold us, and shape us into what He would have us to be. If God is not working on you and in you by default, the devil has got control. Just by default. How many of you can say today, I'm glad that He's working on me? Look at somebody and say, I may not be what I want to be. I may not be what you want me to be. But thank God I'm not what I used to be. God is working on me. God is working on me. In this verse, we're going to find out something that a person was out in the field one day. He was just rummaging in a field, just kind of looking. Perhaps he was working. In this field, and he noticed something of great value. And I say it's great value because anytime you take a notice of Jesus, anytime you behold that lovely face of the Savior, the man from Galilee, you are looking at the treasure of your life. Don't pass it by. Don't overlook it. Don't minimize it. But behold him who is the Lamb of God. Behold him who is the treasure of your soul. Behold him who is your ticket to glory. You're not going to get there except through him. You got to look for the treasure. You got to pay attention. Three things I want to bring out today as we look at this, finding the treasure. Some of you have already discovered that Christ is real, that God is good. But it's not enough just to make the discovery. A whole lot of folk can come to church and say, oh, God is good. Then leave church, forget all about God. Am I talking to somebody? So you've got to discover that this treasure is really real for your life. We're not talking about a historical Jesus. Yes, his miracles are wonderful to read about. The things he said is absolutely amazing. But until your heart gets a hold of it, until you grasp it, and you start understanding that this God who formed the heavens, this God who hung the stars on nothing, this God wants to work on you. And he wants to do his greatest work on the inside. I wish I had just a couple of witnesses in here today. So finding the treasure, then understanding what the treasure is all about, understanding the value of it. It took me a little while when I was a little boy, Brother Bolden, it took me a little while to figure out the difference between a nickel and a quarter. And I thought that since the dime was smaller, it wasn't as good as the nickel. Boy, I just didn't know any better. And some of us don't know any better. We're going after all the stuff of this world and forgetting all about Almighty God. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to certainly go out into this world and do things and to interact with people and to conduct business, but he does not want you to forget about him. Here's the reason why. If you forget about God, he can return the favor. Are y'all listening? That's why a part of our growth, a part of our work is to understand. Get into God's Word. Sunday school, Bible study. It's not just something to do to take up activities in the week. Come on, folk. If the Lord doesn't give you strength, you're not going to do anything else. He's got to be the one at work in your life. Garland was testifying in that song because he understood what God had done for him. There was once a time in his life he didn't quite get it. But then God had to put him down in order to raise him up. Can anybody testify in here? Don't let him have to put you down in order to raise you up because he can do it. He loves you just enough to chastise you. So we want to grasp what it is, this treasure that we found, because Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a treasure. And that treasure must be understood and valued if we are going to transact in the kingdom business. What I discovered the other day, something came to my mind the other day. And Lord knows, I don't know why I didn't get it earlier, but then again, my mama told me I wasn't the brightest light, but sometime I shine. The language of heaven is in the Bible that you read. For instance, if you were going to a foreign country, you'd want to know how to communicate with the folks in that country. My wife and I, thanks to the church, had an opportunity to visit Mexico. Love the people there. But when they said hola, I thought, who is hola? I don't know. I had to learn the language of those people. A lot of people going around saying, I know God, but do you know his language? Do you know what he talks like? Do you understand his word? Do you know that he's your shepherd? Do you know that he's your light? Do you know that he's your sustainer? Do you know that he's Jehovah Rapha? Do you know that he's Jehovah Nisi, which means he is a good God, he's a righteous God, he's a healer, and he's a provider. You got to speak his language. When you go to him in prayer, You just can't throw up anything to him, but you get that word. And you start praying, God is in your word right here. You said you would do this. You said you'd be a way maker. You said that you would open doors for me. God, I need your help. And I'm praying out of your word. You've got to speak his language. People are throwing up anything and want God to accept it. I didn't want to go this way, but I'm going to say it. There are a whole lot of folk that look like me, got my color, and think that they're the new Israel. Are you kidding me? Let me just educate you. When God blessed Abraham, he put a blessing in Abraham that you don't need to become an Israelite in order to get it. All you got to do is have faith in God. You're not a part of some lost tribe of Israel. If you've been born again, if you've been saved, you got more blessings in you than the tribe of Israel has found because some of them have rejected Christ. Are y'all with me today? You better wake up and realize that you would rather be under grace than under the law. Grace means God can bless me anytime he wants to, whether I do right or if I don't do right, he can still bless me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. God can bless me. You don't want to go through the law. You don't want to go through that route. You want to come and bow at the cross of Jesus and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Are y'all listening? Trying to straighten some folk out. They done got twisted. They got twisted. Amen. Oh, back to our field. I'm on a rabbit trail now. They done got twisted. But I'm just trying to help you get untwisted so that you will know the truth. Only when you know the truth will it set you free. And there are people making up stuff instead of getting into God's word and studying to approve themselves under God, workmen that do not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the only way you can stop being a sinner and become a saint. Y'all in the building? Let's do some field work. Let's get into it. I got the things that we want to talk about. We're going to get into some field work. Here's what you need to consider. First of all, are you seeking God's treasure? Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first, not second. No, God, I'll hit up with you on Sunday. I got some stuff I need to do right now. You need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he says, all these things shall be added unto you. Is the kingdom a priority in your life? Jesus said it's a priority. This man who found this treasure in the field, he saw it as a priority. Matter of fact, he got so overwhelmed with what God had showed him that he hid it. He didn't want nobody else to find it because he was coming back to get it. He looked for the treasure. He knew what he was seeking. Let me tell you something. You don't want the kind of Jesus that men can make. You want the one of the incarnation. You want the one that came out of glory. Whole lot of folk talking about their Jesus, but only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Can somebody say amen in here? Yes, he was born of the Jews. The rejected class of people. People who were thought to be cast out and not God's people. They were not even a nation among themselves when Christ came. But he said, you know what? I'm coming anyway. What is the treasure of your life? What are you valuing? What I want you to do is a little exercise. I want you to take out your notepad when you get a chance. Write down the five things that you treasure. Of course, family ought to be one of them. But if God is not in your list, if he's the one that you're leaving out of your list, God is not in trouble. You are. What is your treasure? Second thing that you need to understand, how and where do you store this treasure? You just leave it anywhere. This man hid it. He didn't want anybody to have what he possessed. And guess what? When you get God in your life, you're not just going to have it to a place where you can lose it, but you're going to have it at a place where you can keep it. That's where your heart is. Where your heart is, where your treasure should be. And when you have your heart right with God, when you treasure the things of God, you're going to change the way that you live. Because God will so operate in you, God will so move in you that you can't help yourself. Because you've got Him in your life. The only way that my life got transferred and my life got translated, or how did I get out of darkness and how did I get into the light, was that God moved in me. Like some of you, ABC store was the first stop after I got my paycheck. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tell your business in church. Had to go there because I needed some spirits. My wife and I were pulling out of this parking lot near the new ABC store. And I didn't come from the ABC. I know where y'all going. You got to. We were trying to get our phone right at Verizon, but it happened to be on that corner. And there was a man that knew that the store closed at 7 o'clock. And it was about 5 minutes to 7. And I was moving too slow in traffic. He honked his horn, and then he pulled up close enough that he tapped on my car, telling me, pull up. I got to get to the ABC store. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I remember times that I used to have to do the same thing. Man, I got to catch them before they close. But guess what? The stuff I'm drinking now, it doesn't have a time limit. It doesn't have a certain hour. You can call Him in the morning. You can call Him in the evening. You can call Him late at night. I don't drink the Jack Daniel. I don't drink the scotch. I don't drink the liquor. I take me a dose of Jesus, and everything is all right. Yes, Lord. Because He's just that good. He's just that good. Make sure that you have the right treasure. Make sure that you have Jesus in your heart. There was this one man thought he had a good treasure. Luke tells us about him. He thought he had a great treasure. Man, his crops had brought in so abundantly in 1 year. And Luke tells us that that man went out, he puzzled, he wondered. He said, man, I never had a crop like this. David, he looked at the crops, he said, man, what am I going to do with all of this that I have? Thought popped in his mind, build some bigger barns. I got it now. Let me go on and build these barns. Let me go ahead and store all my crops in my barns. Nothing wrong yet. Then he started talking to his soul. He said, soul, you can take it easy now. Ah, yeah, I can imagine just in the country that, you know, you get your lemonade out and you rear back in that old chair, and you said, man, I got it made now. And he started talking to his soul. There are a lot of people that when they get certain things, they start talking to their soul, and their soul gets messed up. Got the big house, got the big car, got plenty of money, got stuff on Wall Street, you got your stock. But do you not know that everything that man makes, it can vanish in the twinkling of an eye? And the Lord kept listening, and the Lord said, I know he ought to know who gave it to him. I know that the ground didn't just produce it. I had to bless the ground in order for the ground to bless him. I know he's going to call my name, and he never said anything about God. A lot of people get blessed so much that they forget all about how good God has been. But excuse me if I remind myself every morning, Lord, I thank you for giving me another day. Thank you for all that you've done. Sometimes, you know, in the country, you ain't had nothing but biscuits and gravy. But guess what? We thank them for the biscuits and gravy. The man forgot all about God, and God spoke to him and said, thou fool. this night your soul will be required of it. And then who will have all of these treasures that you now possess? Look at somebody, tell them, check your treasure. You make sure that if God is in your life, you better treasure him among everything else that you have. Treasure him first. Please don't get me wrong. God is not against you in riches. As a matter of fact, he walks on gold in heaven. God is not against you obtaining certain things, but when the things get in your mind and you think you can make it without him, that's when you are in trouble. So we got some field work to do. Very quickly, I want to take you through these, and then I'm going to ask you a question at the close of the message. Number one, God's kingdom is the most valuable treasure that you'll ever possess. The man that Jesus was talking about, he discovered that treasure. In your labors, you're going to discover God in life. I tell people all the time, I didn't get saved in church, but I found a treasure in a bar. Matter of fact, I wasn't even in the United States. I was in South Korea. Sat down at this table, going to have me a drink, Miss Kabler. But before I could drink the drink, the Lord sobered me up enough to realize you need me. We talk about God speaking to you. God spoke to me clearly that night. I left the drink at the table, and I got up a new man. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I found the treasure. People talk about, I'm going to find God. You don't find God. He's not lost. God finds you. He knocks on the door of your heart. He says to you, I'm real. I'm God. Accept me. And when you do that, you found everything your soul needs. You find it in Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. Young people, what are you doing about this treasure? Are you saying, I'm going to wait until I get a certain age? Are you sure it's going to still be there? Will you still have that opportunity? Today is the day. Now is the time. Accept God while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Second thing about this treasure, it has to be found. The shame of life is not to go through life and never have anything. The shame of life is to get to the place where you don't find God. All you did was exist. This man, when he found the treasure, he said, I'm going to hide this. How many of you all, and I know I do this, how many of you all happen to find coins or find coins, you just pick them up or do you just look at them? I don't care whether it's COVID or not COVID. I'm picking it up. I can wash my hands when I get home. That's one more quarter that I can put in my pocket. Come on, somebody. You learn to value things. You learn that it has worth. Most of us are valuing things of temporary nature. Its existence will go no further than our life, or maybe it will run out. Everything that you have now has what's known as a date that it will expire. Your life, whether you recognize it or not, has an expiration date. Each year you celebrate your birthday and you say, oh, it's my birthday. But at the same time, you've got to acknowledge that you've got a death day. And unless the kingdom of God impacts your life while you're still living, your death day will come and you will not have eternity in your soul. Am I making myself plain? Don't miss eternity basing it on temporary things. You got to make sure that you've got the treasure and the jewel of a lifetime. And that's Jesus. That is Jesus. The third thing we got to do. We got to make sure that the treasure is meaningful to our life. Notice this man for joy. For joy. I don't understand. I don't quite get it. Maybe it's just me. But I don't quite get it how folks can come to church and never smile They never wave their hand. They never say, God, thank you. They just got this look on their face. Look at somebody and say, something wrong. And you ask them how they're doing. I'm all right. Let me tell you something. God is so good that when he comes into your life, when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you, you're going to have some joy. You're going to have some jubilation. The preacher does not need to tell you, if I clap your hand now, you ought to want to clap your hands. You ought to want to say, Lord, thank you, because he is just that good. By the way, let's just take a few minutes to praise God and thank him for everything that he's done in our life, for all that he means to us, for how he's been blessing us, how he's been keeping us, how he's been waking away out of no way. Could have been dead and gone, but I'm still here. You got some joy. You got some joy. Yes, you got problems, but you got joy on top of it. You got joy that will not fade away. You got joy that God gave to you. And if the Lord gave it to you, the devil can't take it from you. You got God's joy. Not just somebody joking about something. You've got a true a satisfaction on the inside of your soul because you know that God is so good to you. Isn't that awesome? Where's your treasure today? Does your treasure bring you joy? And if it does not bring you joy, trade it in. Get the real treasure. This man, for joy that he had, he went out and sold everything he had. Gave everything he had in order to obtain this treasure. And this is the last thing I want to close with. This treasure comes at a cost. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, theologian in the 1930s when Adolf Hitler rose to power. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer made it his goal to preach Christ. Even though the German church was set up and they were on the payroll for the state, he made a distinction that I am going to preach God's word in its purity. No compromise. He wrote a book entitled Costly Grace, which means your salvation cost you nothing. It was free. But your sanctification is going to cost you everything. Jesus put it this way. He said, unless a man give up everything, take up his cross and follow me, he is not worthy of me. You got to be willing to sacrifice. A lot of people want to keep all their sin and still serve God. You cannot do it. You got some field work to do. They want to keep their attitude and say, well, I'm going to serve God my way. You can't do it that way. You got to give it up. You've got to say, Lord, I'm surrendering everything to you. How many of you in the last couple of weeks, God has been disciplining you? You've been feeling the pain. I've been feeling it. I've been feeling it. I've been feeling the Lord telling me, you're not doing what I want you to do. And I said, Lord, I don't know exactly what it is until you show me. And then when God shows you, you turn in that direction. But guess what? Your feelings don't turn with you. It takes a while before you can be able to walk in the power of the Spirit and then feel like you're in the right place. But you know what I say to my feelings? You'll follow. I'm going to do what Jesus wants me to do, whether I feel like it or not. I'm going to pray like he wants me to pray, whether I feel like it or not. I'm going to read his Bible, whether I want to or not. I'm going to read it because it blesses my soul. The treasure of God comes at a cost. When Bonhoeffer realized that his life was on the line, when he realized that the Gestapo was after him and the Nazis were after him to arrest him and then to take his life, he still stood firmly because he knew that the God he served would back him up. Ladies and gentlemen, serving God comes at a cost. I would be lying to you if I said, well, you're never going to have a problem. Come to Jesus, you're never going to have a problem. You're going to have lots of problems. But guess what? Standing beside you every day, the Lord's going to help you work every one of them out. How many of you all have realized that, yes, I've got this need, yes, I've got this circumstance, but God is with me? And guess what? He gives you strength. He gives you that ability so that you don't have to get weary. You don't have to get worn out. You can say to yourself, Lord, if you wake me up this morning, I'm going to do it one more time. I'm going to serve you one more day. I'm going to praise you one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the field work. That's the field work. I close with this. As we realize some things that we need to do, first of all, you need to discover. Everybody say discover. When you discover that there's a purpose for Christ being in you, that's going to lead you now to sacrifice. You're going to give up something. People say, why do you pay tithe? I pay tithes to honor God. I pay tithes because without Him, I wouldn't have a dime. Amen? I pay tithes because I want to say, Jesus, I love you, not just with my words, but with my money. I honor Him. And that's not the only thing. Those are things that you can do. But discovery leads to sacrifice. But then what? Sacrifice leads to kingdom rewards. You may not get it all down here, but when you get to glory, the Lord's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Look at somebody and say, I may not have much, but I'm going to glorify God. Close with this. I close with this one analysis as I bring the sermon to a close. Talk about field work. Growing up on the farm, one of the things that you did not do, if daddy was in the field, you better be on your way. You best be on your way. You did not sit up in the house and wave at him out the window. Hey, daddy. You missed a spot. You had to get out there. And if you didn't get out there, he'd come back and see, what's wrong with you? Am I right, Freddie? The point I'm making is that many children of God want to stay in the spiritual house and wave at God. Praise Jesus. Look at God working. Oh, y'all got quiet on me. Oh. Join Him in the field. When you step out of these doors, that's when your work begins. That's when you're to be a witness for Christ. And Lord knows the field work of staying clean in a time like this. You got enough of that to do. But you can do it through the grace and by the power of God. Don't just come in here and say, praise God. It's like waving at Him through the window. Some of you have duties within your family. Some of you have tough jobs. You would have walked out on Friday, but some of your bills telling you you can't do that right now. This church is a mighty church only to the extent that we're willing to sacrifice and do God's work. You may not get recognized. Sometimes you might feel like this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Do it for Jesus. And I guarantee you, He'll bless you. Let's pray. Father, thank You. Thank You for Your love and grace today. Thank You for Your power and for Your goodness. You've invited us to join You in the field. We found the treasure. And now, God, we want to be able to serve You because of that treasure. The verse is quiet as to what the treasure did in his life. But we can only imagine the working of the kingdom of God surely brings a return. Thank You for the return that You have brought about in our lives because we took the time to seek You out and to find You and to know that your grace is sufficient. So today we surrender everything and we praise you and honor you for being God. Bless us now as only you can do, and use us to be a blessing. We humbly pray in Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. Everybody say, field work. Everyone stand as we give the invitation today. Those online, we know that you can't come in here and you can't come down the aisle, but you can open your heart to Christ and you can say, Lord, I thank you for being my God. Save me and help me to be a believer. And God will do just that. If you're in here, we can invite you. You can come down and you can say, today's the day, preacher. I want to give my life to God. I want to get right with God. If that's your prayer, the invitation is given.
I started out with Jesus.
Anyone today?
At a very early age. Yes, I know him nearly all my
God bless
life.
You.
I admit there are times when I stumble along the way. I just got to make it in. I got a charge on my life, and I got work to do.
All right.
And I can't stop till it's through. I'm determined, I got a made up mind.
Say it, fella.
I can't stand around wasting my time. I'm gonna keep on working for Jesus.
Say it now.
Every day of my life, 'cause I got heaven on my understand how people do what they do. There are some things I'd rather leave behind. You know what? Instead of talking about what he said, that she said,
come
that they said, because it's all I can do, Pastor, keep my own self in line. 'Cause I gotta work and I got a job to do, and I can't stop till it's through. I'm determined,
yeah.
I got a made up mind. I can't stand around wasting my time. I'm gonna keep on working for Jesus every day of my life, 'cause I got heaven on my mind.
Oh.
I can't understand,
yeah,
why people move so slow. Maybe they don't know just what time it is, but you know what? Jesus is coming.
Jesus.
And it won't be very long.
Oh, no.
'Cause I gotta keep working to get my starry crown. I wanna him say, well done,
determined.
I got a made up mind.
I got a made up mind.
I can't stand around wasting my time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep on working for Jesus.
Every day
of my life, 'cause I got heaven on my mind. You can talk about me, say what you wanna say. You can't stand around wasting your time. While you talking, I'm gonna keep on. I got heaven
I got heaven.
Anybody got heaven?
I got heaven.
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 Heaven. On my mind.
Oh, yeah.